I think they're doing quite well. They have adapted quickly to their new space, and we've heard from students that they enjoy the collaborative opportunities that that building allows, and they are enjoying connecting, of course, with one another and their teachers, and are doing okay. I think the only thing that I've heard from the principal is because the space is about a third the size of the regular space, that finding quiet space for students has been a little bit more of a challenge for those times where students need to kind of decompress or find a quiet place to study. It's quite compact, so that's one of the issues that they're working on.
Dr. Harris, can you tell me a little bit about what the mood is there? Obviously, things were tragically disrupted in the lives of the students and the staff there, and I'm just wondering if you can maybe just describe a little bit about what the tone is there.
Well, I think there's a sense of optimism and the sense that what we had anticipated the school year would be and where we would be. It is not that, but we've quickly, the student, faculty, staff have quickly adapted to their new space. I think there's a sense that it's not about the building. It's about the learning community, the caring community that has always existed. And so there's a sense of, well, it's going to be different this year. We're going to be in tighter quarters. We're going to learn how to make things work, but even more than that, we're going to, I think, find and make new memories and create those special experiences, particularly for seniors. And there's a sense of joy. We have just been overwhelmed with just the continual care that we are receiving from the greater community. You know, every day there have been plants and flowers and food sent from schools that are close by, and organizations, and the city council members were there, and so there, you can't help but feel a little bit bolstered, or a lot bolstered by just the care we're receiving. And you know, as I talk to parents, as I've mentioned before, this is a formative experience for students that they will look back and say, you know, I probably grew a few inches in just my overall development and spirit through this experience.
You touched on this a bit. It was going to be my next question. You know, in the immediate aftermath of what happened at the Upper Academy, there are obviously real strong support from the community. Does that continue as time passes? I mean, you would hope that it would, but is it?
Well, it certainly it has continued. There's not a day that goes by that I'm not receiving several emails or communications via snail mail where people are just saying, thinking about you, praying for you. We are just the story of your school. We have just learned so much about who you are, and it is just a wonderful story of how you care for one another, and we want to be a part of sharing with you that we care and offers of help. It's just been amazing. Truly amazing how God has used people to be hands and feet and support to us during this time.
Dr. Harris, of course, you get to be with the kids on a daily basis, so I'm wondering if there are any surprises from your perspective on how resilient they've been or how they've handled the situation.
You know, I think that kids are pretty resilient in general, and I think that I had a sense, number one, that there would be some disappointment because we all know we kind of plan in our head, you know, kind of what our futures are, and so I'm sure there was disappointment. But very quickly, our students have pulled together. Even leading to the first day of school, they were having off-site connection meetings. There was a sign by the class of 2016 that was posted on the fence at the North Campus that said, "You can't shake our foundation," and so they're strong, and they're gonna learned from this experience in ways that we can't even anticipate. So I'm not surprised by their resilience and their strength. And quite frankly, that's that will be great for them as they move into adulthood, that these are opportunities that we all face and that we can learn from.